Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's inevitable. They sign you up to do a show. You got to do it, rain or shine.
We have to do it.
I can't go away.
You got to be here.
Trust me, I was there with you last night. I was, I want to say I was in the same boat as a lot of you, I would assume. A lot of you had the same reaction as that I had, which was completely different than the first half. I mean, how many of you are in your living room going, oh my gosh, we might see Chad Henne in this game?
I said that.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't in my living room. I was up at Jefferson's, best sports bar in Kansas City.
Nice.
But I literally told my friends, I was like, so we're going to see Henne, huh?
Right.
That one hurts, man.
Oh, man. It just, yeah. Red Reaction Show, 610 Sports Radio, Dusty Likens, Nick Price with you here. Until 9 o'clock, this is it. This is the last one. Season 2 comes to an end today.
Season 2 finale.
We're right done, here. Man. It's over. So, for those of you that have watched Ozark, the newest season, you're probably like me. Shock. Wow. Tonight's the end of this season. And, you know, we'll get to you guys in a little bit later because we don't do this show if it's not for you. We appreciate the calls, the texts, everything like that. You know, the good takes, the bad takes, the energy, the buzz.
We did the Marios, it. The turkey leg mans.
Yeah, the Batmans, the Big T's, the Dan and KCKs, the Jareds, the JRs, the Trents, the Stevens, the Johns, the Jakes. All you guys and gals, Lori and Austin, that kept this show in full steam ahead. But again, you know, Red Reaction Show. It's not our show, it's yours, and it's brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, which is the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years and over 200 locations. So I guess what we have to do is talk about the obvious, right? Not the way you wanted to see it end, not the way that you thought it would end, not the way that it was going. And I'm going to sit here and try to guess what I think, how you're feeling, the majority of the city is feeling, and what you are thinking about. Because, again, it's not our show, it's yours. 913-576-7610. I get it. You probably don't want to think about it. Imagine being in my position. But Chiefs-Bengals yesterday, legitimately a tale of two halves. I think I have a good idea of how you're seeing this process. And I know that there was a lot of anger immediately after on Twitter, at least. A lot of blame, which is fine. That's what you're going to have in losses, especially anomaly losses. A very obscure game this was. But I think how a lot of you are thinking and the feeling that a lot of you have is what I would call shock. Because that's where I'm at. We've never once seen Mahomes like he was yesterday. For the first two quarters, the best athlete on the field was wearing a red jersey and the number was 15. No question about it. They were up 21-10 with 1:05 left. Cincinnati had just scored that play with the Samaje Perine. And the Chiefs stood up 21-10. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, you know, I think we're doing all right. I think this is okay. This is how they're supposed to do. They're going to get the ball. They might get a chance to score. And then halftime, they fall short. You're like, why would you run that play? And it kind of gives you a little bit of a flashback of, you know, the 4th-and-1 play where they ran a stretch with Blake Bell. And it didn't work out, and they lost yardage. And that gives you that kind of like, why are we doing that? And then the second half happens, and it was something that we've never seen before. The best athlete on the field for 30 minutes, the best athlete in the entire league, flipped the script and became the worst athlete on the field. And that, I think, is something that we've never seen before. So that's the shock. That's the like, well, I've never seen this Patrick Mahomes. Is he A, gun shy? Does he B, have the yips? Is there C, something we don't know? And the Chiefs lost. And it was an 18-point lead, completely diminished. And a second half where your best wide receiver didn't touch the ball. The defense changed up their scheme. And I think that that feeling of being shook or in shock is something that's why you're feeling the way you... This isn't like when the Chiefs had Alex Smith and they lost to the Steelers and they didn't give up any touchdowns. They lost to field goals. You were like, yeah, this sucks. Like,
but you didn't have any like real aspirations of winning at all. Like, you know, like the expectation this year was that you go back to the Super Bowl, and especially when you look at the three other teams left, you're like, all right, take care of Cincinnati. You're a touchdown favorite at home. It's going to be electric at Arrowhead. Get the job done. Go to L.A., win another Super Bowl.
Right. Or at least play in it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is where, like, I always compare the Chiefs to the Kansas Jayhawks as a team. Because every year, KU fans are like, they should get to the Final Four. Now, after watching the game against Kentucky, they might have a little bit of different thoughts.
Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got kicked a lot this weekend.
I mean, Kentucky just shot up to 5 in the nation. So there was something not right about the 15th
round. Right.
But that's just every year you're like, okay, should go to the AFC Championship game, should be a top two team in the AFC this year, and then go from there. That's why, like I tell people, my everything gets a little bit, you know, a little bit more squeamish when it comes to that game, intensity, thought process. It's just like, okay, this is a big one because this is what you play for every year. And I just think that this is one of the first years where you've seen what we know is the best quarterback in the league. And then from a 90-plus QBR in the first half to a 1.4. That or the other theory is Cincinnati's defensive coordinator has the biggest hog in the Midwest every time he plays the Chiefs because he lets them do what they want to do. And then in the second half, he just says, don't get blown out. Like, try to keep it close, which to me is why that touchdown at the end of the first half was pretty vital. 28-10 at the end of the half versus 21-10, significantly different because there's momentum.
And right, that was the kill shot.
And it's like, now we know where they want to go. We know what they're going to want to do. Now we're going to stop it, and we're just going to try to beat their defense because we trust 88-84, and we trust our quarterback, Joe Burrow, and our running backs. Both of those theories fit. Either way, Red Reaction Show, 913-576-7610. That's how I think everybody feels. I could be wrong. Probably am wrong. Dan and KCK, I owe it to you to let you lead it off tonight. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Dusty. Hi, Nick. Yeah, the first half was pretty good. First three drives. She's had touchdowns by Kelsey, McCall Hardman, and Tyreek Hill. Now, I don't mind a play call, but he should have gone to the end zone. Come on now. Yeah, I can't believe Andy would have even called for it. Well, I know it was Patrick's idea, but I didn't think he would throw a short toss to Tyreek Hill, but at least Tyreek tried to bend over, but tried to make him escape, but it didn't work out. And I think the defense did play pretty good. They handled Chase pretty good. They just gave up that one touchdown to Urane. I like talking about Chris Jones. He promised us more championships, but he's got to show up in the playoffs. I can't believe he had Burrow and just couldn't get him down. I don't know. He promised us championships, but I can't believe he hasn't had one sack. What do you think the problem is with Chris Jones? He tries a little maybe too hard. Do you think, guys?
Dan, I appreciate the call. I'll never say that an athlete tries too hard, at least when it comes to on-the-field play. Now, with fashion and, you know, with attitude, that can be something different. But I will say this. That's something that's got to change. To have 11 career postseason starts and zero sacks. Man, they pay you to be dominant all year long. They don't pay you to be dominant for 17 weeks of a regular season. That's part of it. But you got to be dominant in the playoffs, and you're a position and you're a paid player where it's just kind of weird. Zero sacks and 11 postseason starts. James in California, go ahead.
Hey, you know, guys, I'm out here in California. I'm listening to the station through Odyssey.
Appreciate it.
And, I appreciate you guys because I was crying today. You know, it was really bad.
Oh, you don't got to cry, man.
I'm the only Chiefs fan in my office. So it's like, I'm sitting here, everybody's consoling me or whatnot, but to know that the Chiefs could have been here in my backyard again, I was ready to put my house up again just to get the tickets to go to the Super Bowl and see the Chiefs play the Rams, and now I can't do that because our secondary has issues. To me, it's the secondary. It's the secondary. We need another edge rusher. We need some blood, some dogs. We need some dogs to go in there and really, really stick with a Jamar Chase. These kids that are coming out these days, like Jamar Chase, the receivers aren't going to do nothing but get faster, bigger, faster, and stronger. And if we keep putting guys that can't stick them on there, or they can't grasp the concept of I see that he's looking up, let me go and put my hand up. We got an issue. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, They're doing too much holding. Now I see 7-on-7 players. My son plays football out here with one of the top teams in the nation. But it's like, last thing I need is to see that. A kid even knows better than that than to constantly hold like that. And so it's just way too much of that. That's what I saw this year from our team. I hope that changes. I hope we really get better. I can blame Patrick Mahomes for this a little bit because he did make some mistakes, but I think that next year, and I hate to say it sound like this, but I think next year we'll probably be better. We're going to have to clean house, though. It starts with our two coordinators. Unfortunately, they both got to go. And then we clean up that secondary, and we pick up some edge rushers and get another wide receiver. That's all we can say at this point. Thanks for taking the call, guys. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening all the way out in California. You can do the same thing using the Odyssey app. So I appreciate the long-distance phone call and the emotions and – I don't want people to think that, you know, it's the end. It's not.
I mean,
that's the greatest part about this. And I know that I'm not here to be that moral guy that you've heard all week long. Like, they're going to be fine. I get it. It's okay to be pissed. It's okay to be upset because you're right. They should probably be playing in California in 2 weeks against Matthew Stafford and the Rams. And they're not. They're not. Their quarterback got all of his energy taken away from him, like in the movie Space Jam, and it went to somebody else. Like when it's not Charles Barkley and it's fake Charles Barkley, that's what we saw with Patrick Mahomes yesterday. And I've just never seen that happen. I've never seen him personally go from all the confidence in the entire world to what are we watching and what is he doing?
Right. We've seen it the other way around before.
Right.
We've seen him come out and struggle and then all of a sudden, you know, some kind of flips, like switch flips, and all of a sudden he's all-worldly Patrick Mahomes again. But we've never seen it the other way around.
It's like my buddy said, there's sometimes you go play golf and you have a terrible front nine and then you light up the back nine.
Right.
It's never the other way around.
No.
It's never like, oh, I did really, really good. And then I went, well, I mean, I guess sometimes it can be.
You know.
Richard Nixon, that's kind of funny to say out loud. Go ahead, man. You there, Rich? Danny and KC, go ahead.
Yes, hey, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
It all come down to just the fact that we didn't make the proper adjustments at halftime. We were kind of out-coached in the second half. And Patrick Mahomes doesn't really like to run when the opening is there. It seems like the games were really rolling. There were times where Patrick would make a 10-yard run, a 12-yard run to pick up the first down, and that doesn't seem to be their MO this year, and I think they kind of need to go back to that a little bit more. I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Again, I think, and I think we got it from the last caller before Rich and or before Danny. I think the thing that's interesting about this is that I know there's going to be times where you question yourself, like, are we okay to blame Mahomes for this? Look, he's the quarterback of the team, right? He's done this for 4 years. He's been a five-year NFL player. In my mind, he's reached that potential in the, or he's reached that plateau in the NFL where, guess what? Like, you're going to get blamed. Now, it's very rare when that happens because of how great he's been. But in this game, there's no other shoulders that you're like, yeah, maybe the line didn't block. Maybe Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, you know, they kind of checked out. No, man, like, we saw something we'd never seen before, and it's okay to put a little bit of blame on that.
It's weird, right?
It sucks.
It's weird. It's like that one person in your life or whatever that never disappoints you, and they always come through, and then the one time that, you know, they kind of drop the ball, and they don't do exactly what you needed them to do for you at that moment. It hurts, man. It's weird.
But
it's hard to deal with.
And the thing that's okay to have that shook feeling about is because there's too much of what's been good as opposed to too much of what's been, because this wasn't like, oh my gosh, like he can't throw the deep ball. What's he going to do? Just throw the ball 35 times and only throw it for 250 yards. Like they tried to fix him in the league in the first half of the season when the Chiefs were 3-4. And then you were like, oh, well, the last 10 weeks of the season, he's thrown 26 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he's back to being himself. This was like a moment where it was just, okay, what's going on? Like, he's not, like, playing at a competitive level that he normally is. And then when I bring up the QBR, where it was over 90 in the first half, and then it was not even 2 in the second half. 2. Like, the number. That's why it's concerning. That's why people are shook. Rich and Nixon, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, I appreciate your show.
Hey, I appreciate you for listening and calling in.
Well, it's not hard to hear good Chiefs talk down here in Southwest Missouri, so I listen to you guys on the Odyssey app. I think if you've been checking out the forums and some of the Facebook pages for Chiefs, there's been a lot of talk of people just scratching their heads as to how a team could be perfect in the first half, pretty much, and dead in the second half. And so there's a lot of talk and speculation of how the game was thrown or how it was scripted. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
no way.
If it was scripted, then they need to go to Hollywood and get guys like Michael Bay out of there and Spielberg, because if you're scripting that Bills game, like, you're the great, you're better than Vince McMahon was in the 90s writing WWE Raw and Monday Night Raw scripts.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, you have the best athletes in the world competing against each other. Yeah. They're going to do incredible things.
I was listening to Carrington as I was coming in here on the drive, and I thought Carrington made a great point. I think the Chiefs 2 years ago had one of the best offenses that this league has ever seen. And that offense is still really, really damn good. But guess what? The league evolves. And the longer that we're on this earth and the longer that we have samples of this game, this league is going to evolve quicker. Because it wasn't very, very often that you ran into another team that had a Pro Bowler at 2 different positions on offense of that elite level. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase is a 1-2 combo. Good luck. And that's one of those things, man. Like, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, that's going to continue to be good for at least another year. And Patrick Mahomes is still going to be great for the next 10 years. You just know that. And when you see games like that yesterday, it just sucks that it happened when it happened. Like, why couldn't that happen to Patrick Mahomes against the Broncos when they're up 20-6? And it didn't. It happened against the Cincinnati Bengals, and the second half of the AFC Championship game. But with the track record that that man has, you've got to think that this was an anomaly. And again, he's 26 years old. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever because his mental psyche was just so much better than everybody else's and anyone who's ever played this game. There was never a moment, or is there a moment, too big for Tom Brady. Mental part of it, huge. Did something get in the back of Mahomes' head? I don't know. I just know that he didn't play like he's ever played before. So any theory or whatever you have, sure. Play calling, sure. But fixed, scripted, I don't think so. Jason in Independence, go ahead.
I never heard anything else about it, but the Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman spat on the sideline in the second half. Do you think that had anything to play into why the offense fell flat?
I appreciate the phone call, Jason. I don't.
I don't know.
I think that there are things that if you look at videos that have surfaced today of open wide receivers, I think the reason they got into an argument, just by what I could tell from what they were talking about in the game, is that Hardman was kind of pleading his case that he's open. He was like, hey, I'm open down the field, and kind of, you know, talking to coordinators. And Tyreek, I think, was trying to be the leader to be like, hey, like, they'll see you. Just keep playing your game and trust the process and everything will work out.
I think
it's just
general,
kind of a cool down moment.
Yeah, I think in general, too, that when you have a team that's this talented and this used to success and then they start, you know,
facing adversity
yeah, and struggling like that, you're going to have these big egos, and just not even egos, but like these big time players that are used to so much success, yeah, butt heads a little bit because they're like, why is this happening? Just like you were saying to your TV, why is this happening?
Right. And I think that the same thing is that, again, it's like, you know, one of those things where it's like, hey man, I'm open. Just, you know, like I'm down the field. They're not covering me. It's like the last thing that somebody needs to hear at that moment is where you're at. And I think that that's why it's, you know, I think that's why it's different. And then you have a leader like Tyreek Hill who's trying to, you know, be there for his quarterback, be like, hey, we don't need any of that right now. Let's just keep our heads level, stay focused. Richard and Shawnee, go ahead.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. Loud and clear.
All right. Well, and my thing is this, man. It's a situation where, to me, what happened in the second half is all about the run game. Because if you look at that first half when they were dominating and they had the Cincinnati Bengals on their heels, Jerick McKinnon was killing. He was averaging almost 7 yards a carry. When you do that and they're running a cover two, then that's when the secondary cheats up and he can go over the top. They put in CEH, great kid, love him. He doesn't have the same moves. He doesn't have the same experience as McKinnon, and the offense started to stall out. And so when I look at that, I look at Andy Reid and I say, why would you sub out a guy that was hot and put in a guy that was struggling? We went down to about 3 or 4 yards a carry, and I know that he averaged 6 yards overall, but when they took out McKinnon, everything changed. And then they put him back in the overtime, and they threw two passes to Denard Robinson. So it's just like, you've got to make better decisions in those areas. And I think that maybe what Patrick Mahomes was doing was that he saw that these guys weren't making plays, and he tried to do it on his own because the run game completely stalled out. And that's it. I'll listen offline.
No, I mean, that's a total fair point. I appreciate the call, Richard. So I appreciate that because I'll be honest with you, like, having the game on right now in studio, they just started the second half.
Dusty maybe turned it on too.
Yeah. First play of the second half was a run to Jerick McKinnon for 7 yards. Next play was a 5-yard crossing play to Byron Pringle, first down, move the chains. And you're right. I don't know why they changed that, because I was looking over at my girlfriend's dad who was watching it with us, and I was like, every time they give it to McKinnon on first down, this guy's getting 5 yards. 5 or 6 yards. 5 or 6 yards. And I don't know that answer. I don't know why they shy away from the run, but that has been something that has constantly been a theme with this team that just seems like, you know, they kind of try to do something different. Is it pressing? Is it panic? Is it trying to get cheeky? I don't know what it is. I wish I don't know. Kevin and KC, go ahead.
What's up, fellas?
You, man.
The last guy, he touched on a lot of what I was going to say. As a coach, as long as Andy Reid has been around, you have to see that, okay, if your quarterback is off, you have to lean on the running game to help your quarterback out. I don't care, all of the greats, if you look at Tom Brady, you look at John Elway, they all had a running game to lean on. And Andy Reid, the complaint over the years has been that he always goes away from the running game. You know, McKinnon is killing it. Like the last guy said, he's killing it. But also, the thing is that we can't expect to win AFC Championship if we go out in the second half and all we can muster is 3 points. And then we get to overtime, and then he's throwing Hail Marys. You know, it just doesn't – that just won't work. That's all I had.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I think everybody's entitled to that frustration. I don't know. It's like you gave Cincinnati a little bit of life. They exposed it, and then they just immediately attacked it.
I mean, what frustrated me so much watching that game is that it's exactly what happened in Week 17 when you played at Cincinnati.
Right.
They went out, they lit the world on fire, and then they got this false sense of security, and they tried to just kind of like get a little cute with it and tried to go for the throat a few times. It didn't end up executing, and then all of a sudden you left the door open for a Joe Burrow and Bengals comeback.
Yeah, it's not fun when that happens to your team. And I understand the frustration here on Red Reaction Show on 610 Sports Radio, sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years and 200 locations. 913-576-7610. Big T, man. Hopefully you're doing all right, but go ahead.
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking my call. What a disappointment. What a drag. I thought we could have maybe one more week of Red Reaction Super Bowl. It just shattered a little boy's dreams, but what can you do? So everybody, the world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. Yesterday, we got our eyes blinded and our dreams stolen. But the week before, we won a game that we shouldn't have won. And then yesterday, we lost a game we shouldn't have lost. What comes around goes around. The sports world is cruel, everybody. But hang in there, hang tough. We're in good hands. Losing builds character. I lived 30 years of disappointments and hot messes, everybody. Just pull up your bootstraps. I know a lot of you are saying, oh, that old school. What? Hey, we're in good hands. Like I said, I saw the first two Super Bowls, but I was really little. Then, you know, then what I just said, 30 years of hot mess. This is refreshing. 4 AFC Championship games in a row. Back to back, that Super Bowls, won one, lost one. And sure, every kitty cat has their day, but we're going to be fine. We still got the best trigger man. We still got the best coach. We still got a great organization. They're going to adjust and massage this roster. You don't think they will, everybody? Don't jump off. Just like I said, pull your bootstraps up. Wipe the dust off. They still average 36 points in 3 games. Not that's broken. You just got to focus and finish like Marty Schottenheimer used to say. This is a tough loss. The fans will still be with us. Chiefs Nation will always be strong. I know you want to fire people. Do all that. You heard Byrne would say, oh, you can't blame coaching. No, it's the players and people on the field, everybody. Like I said, this roster is going to be different next year. The AFC is brutal. But we will still be battling for AFC championships. You watch. This will be a foregone conclusion. And we played our asses next time. We're going to beat them next time. And just keep on thinking, you know, what could have been. But how do you look forward? And the offseason, we got a draft. We got the free agency. We got a line. And we played together 1 year. It'll be 2 years now. We got our playmakers. We got receivers out there. We got other stuff we can do. Like I said, they will massage this roster. Andy Reid is still great. Patrick Mahomes is still great. And we love our Kansas City Chiefs, and I can't wait till the draft. And I probably won't even watch that Super Bowl. It'll probably just be a just check in every moment. I'll check it out when Snoop Dogg's playing.
There you
go. I'll probably kind of choke and maybe pull a big bomb. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Big T, the voice of reason, gives you hope. You're going to watch the Super Bowl, though. Everyone says that. I'm not going to watch it. Yeah, you are. I will, at least.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody's watching.
It's just on who you're rooting for, honestly. That's the only way I can say it. All right. Nick Price's favorite caller, Batman. Go ahead.
That's because Nick the Price is right. And they're very well-worked. You do things right. You do things proper. And we came a long way this year. We started off way worse than I thought we could ever do. And our line has come together. I hope we can get some money spread out to the guys that deserve it. And keep we got to keep a lot of these guys together. They got the right mentality. It's just the football gods did it dirty on that on one 5-minute period. So I liked it. I just wanted to tell you that the Batman loves a chance to be able to talk with the nation. And Big Chief, he told it like it was. That's exactly right, man. We don't ever lose our faith. We just reload, just like we do up at KU. We reload and we go for another championship. Thanks for having me this year. And I'm looking forward to you guys again next year. You're the best in the business. Thank you, brother.
You're very kind, Batman. You're very kind. But yeah, this is it. It's the season finale of season 2 of Red Reaction. We got a few more we can take before we go to break. Art in Colorado, go ahead, man. Is he there? No more?
Are you there? Art's here. Art's here.
Go ahead, Art.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, man.
Yeah.
You know, I my wife, after the game, was like, are you sad now? Are you going to be depressed forever? And I'm just like, no, I'm not sad. It's not like the same loss that we, like, Buffalo suffered, like where your heart was ripped out. And I'm more angry about this loss. The game was right there for us. You know, and I tend to watch the game through a different lens because I'm an old high school, retired high school football coach. So I know it's kind of taboo to talk about Andy Reid a little bit. I'm just going to tell you guys something, okay? Since he gave us the run in the second half, and we did not take it, they were dropping 8. You guys all seen that. And they were dropping 8 playing man with a spy. Everybody's like, why was Pat Mahomes running around looking like a moron back there in the backfield holding the ball for 2? Nobody was open, and they were spying him, so he couldn't run. Now, with all that being said, you know, a couple of things. Every 1st and 10 in the second half, I think almost every single one, we ran the football, whether it was Clyde or McKinnon, and we were digging them for 5 to 6, 7 yards. And it was 2nd and short, we would pass, punt. And we did that, well, with the exception of the interceptions. Okay, until we allow them to get back in the game. Now, we all know Andy Reid's past. You know why he's run out of Philly for some things. Clock management, and it, you know, his reluctance to run the football. You know, everybody's like, Art, what do you want to do? You want to fire Andy Reid? I didn't say fire Andy Reid, but I am trying to find some place in my mind on how to, because we're going to deal with this until he leaves. I don't think Andy's going to change his stripes. The NFL says he doesn't run the ball. If people complain about him running, I mean, it's just what he's done. I you know, and people are blaming Pat Mahomes saying he choked. I don't know any quarterback that can throw when they're playing 8 people in the, you know, back in coverage with 1 on the spot. So that's 7, and then, you know, 7 people in coverage, 1 spying them. I don't, you know, playing man-to-man defense. In the first half, they dropped 8. They did it a few times, and he sliced them because they played zone. So there were gaps for Tyree, Travis, and Pringle to get into. But in the second half, they switched to man, and there are no gaps. What a spy standing in the middle of the field watching him. That's one reason why he was holding the ball. We have to run the football. We went out and purchased an entire O-line. The only player on that O-line from last year is Wiley, and the only reason he's playing is because of injuries. All 5 of those guys are known road graders. I was so happy when we did that. I just knew in my heart, Andy's going to start running the football with passion, downhill, smash mouth. Along with Pat Mahomes, oh, we're going to be unstoppable. I just, for the life of me, I can't figure out why he won't run the ball. Okay, these guys, they pay a lot of money to analyze during the game what they're doing defensively throughout quarters and stuff, and I don't know if someone's saying, Andy, okay, it's 2nd and 5 and they're in nickel and dime. They're in dime. It's 2nd and 5 and they're in dime. Hand it off. But I just, so before we all want to throw Pat Mahomes under the bus, I think we need to, you know, and not everyone doesn't look at a game like that. They just see Pat Mahomes. He can walk on water, go out there and make it happen. But he is human, okay? It's really hard to move the ball down the field when the defense knows you're going to run on 1st down and pass on the next 2. And then on top of that, we're not even going to bring 4. We're going to drop everybody back. Mm-hmm. If you can beat that, more power to you.
Nice.
And I just think we're asking too much of the guy, okay? I gave him a tough trash about him. Not trash, but I gave criticism in the beginning of the year when, you know, he wouldn't stand in the pocket. And they were trying to get him to take what the defense gave and stop trying to go for the threes all the time and take the layups. Well, he transitioned and he got that figured out. I knew he would. He's a smart kid. But before we throw him under the bus and say he did a choke, I don't know what we expect this kid to do when they're dropped, when our offense was so predictable. on the goal line. We were on the goal line, guys, at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half. And we cannot run 5 yards. I just don't – I'm not buying that. Those three men up front were moving bodies all game.
Yep.
So I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. I'm not sad because we're out. I'm just frustrated because when the team is daring you, begging you to run, and you just won't do it, you know, those coaches over there on the other side aren't smarter than Andy Reid. I mean, he's got more years coaching than they've been on the earth.
Right.
They just knew what he was going
to do. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Art. I appreciate it. I mean, I get it. Like I said, I think there's some people that are frustrated that think that's fine. But I think for the most part, I think it's like he just described in a long spiel there, which is fine. It's not our show. It's yours. That you just have never seen this. And that when your quarterback struggles, that maybe you should take some pressure off by running the ball. I don't know why they haven't done it. I'm at 8:53 in the second half right now in the studio. And yeah, they're passing, and it seems like there's a little bit of gun shy, but it looks like somebody adjusted at halftime, and it wasn't the Chiefs, it was the Bengals. I've got a few more callers. Feel free. Continue to call in. This is it. This is the end of season two of the Red Reaction Show here on 610 Sports Radio. When we get back, I think it's time the team just goes and gets their, Kevin Durant.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
Nick Price.
Doom and gloom, but it's all right.
Wasn't nearly as much enthusiasm behind that last and Nick Price.
Yeah. Last Red Price Reaction thing. Show of season two on 610 Sports Radio tonight. We end this thing at 9:00. A lot of you, you wear it on your sleeve, frustration and sadness. That's what these teams do to you, man. You go to St. Joe, like I was telling Nick. You know, Binkley and I, we covered this team from June. We were down in, or we were up in St. Joe for training camp, and now we're here talking about an AFC Championship game loss. But like I promise, and like I tell you every week, this show is not ours. It is yours. It is the Red Reaction Show on 610 Sports Radio, 913-576-7610. Feel free to call in, let your voice be heard, and let your emotions free. It's what I'm here for. Think of it as I'm the doctor in the chair. Glasses on the edge of the nose. You're laying on the couch, and you're venting. And thanks to Helzberg Diamonds, which is the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. We can do that. So, Double J, go ahead, man.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
Just was sad to see us lose ourselves today, but I tell you what, this team, we'll be back. We'll be back. Mark my words. Chiefs Kingdom, we will be back. You got Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. With him and Andy Reid, we're gonna be A-OK. And we got the draft, we got free agency, and I think they're gonna make some big moves in the draft and in free agency. So just excited to see what the future holds. Look, I mean, we had our chances yesterday, but like you guys said, the first game against Cincinnati, we unraveled. We were complaining about penalties that should have been called for us, like the Mecole Hallman getting into on the punt. That's a penalty every day in the NFL. But I'm not going to complain about the penalties. Cincinnati was the better team in the second half, and they beat us, unfortunately. And just keep our heads up, and we'll be back. And let everyone be nice to everyone, too. And, what I mean by that is people need to lay off Brittany Mahomes for spraying champagne. So be it.
I hear you, man. And I appreciate the call from you, Double J. I really do. Yeah.
Needed that.
You know, I think it is fine. I think you just got to, you got to think about it to yourself. The numbers don't lie. Mahomes has won 11 or more games as a starter in 4 years. You've been to four straight AFC championship games, all at home. You've done so with not being the number one seed two of those years. And, yeah.
And like our whole lives, Dusty, right. The Chiefs sucked. Yeah. Right?
Plain so, like, and simple.
You know, it could be a lot worse. Like, we could still be back there. Or you could be a Jets fan or something. Right. So, at least, you know, you got a team that gives you excitement for 7 months out of the year. You start talking about them over the summer. You follow them all the way through training camp, through the grind of the regular season, and you're almost always guaranteed at least to be in the hunt of going to the playoffs and going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Be thankful for it.
And this guy's name is legit? This is what this guy goes by?
I confirmed it, yes.
Vampire Dog. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Dusty? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking my call.
Of course.
Okay, so this is my opinion. I watched the game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get to watch them all because I'm a truck driver. Mm. But the thing that happened, in my opinion, was Patrick Mahomes was not Patrick Mahomes. And because normally when he's scrambling, he's got his eyes downfield looking for an open man. He wasn't looking for anything. And to lose 22 yards when you're on the four-yard line, it was ridiculous. And this is a conspiracy.
Oh.
I think that he was pissed off about people wanting to kick his wife out of the stadium, and he didn't play the second half. I think he just showed up.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's the case, but I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your call. I don't know what happened. I think the end of the half with the score that didn't get into the end zone and then trying to fix it all, I think that's what happened. And then I think Cincinnati came out in the second half, had a scheme, didn't allow any points. Joe Burrow completed third downs, continued to march, and you got beat. And, yeah, your quarterback didn't play like the quarterback that he played like in the first half. Because in the first half, he was untouchable, the greatest athlete in that stadium. And in the second half, a 1.4 QBR. So probably not the best athlete in the stadium in the second half. In fact, I'd put him in the bottom two. But unfortunately, we had to see that in the AFC Championship game. We didn't get to see that in a regular season game. But like a lot of you have noted, and like a lot of you know and have said, that, yeah, this sucked because you won that Bills game. You felt good going into this game. You're up 21-7, and you give up an 18-point lead, and you get the coin toss in overtime, and the Monstars just took your starting quarterback's energy and took it somewhere else and left him there with just his body. That's what it looked like. And I think it's okay if you want to blame the quarterback of the team because it doesn't happen very often.
He gets the praise. You got to give him some of the blame.
And that's right.
And it was just one of those days.
And it just seemed like, you know, once one thing happened, it just kept happening. And we have that in life. You know, there's you wake up in the morning, you stub your toe. Then you close your finger in the door. Then you spill coffee on your leg. And you're like, how does it get any worse than this? That's kind of how the second half went. And I gave it an analogy today because, like a lot of you, I just wanted to clear my head. It's 62 degrees today. I went and played golf. And the analogy that came in my head is like that guy that goes to the driving range before he tees off and just stings him. And he's like, all right, we got it. And then you get to the tee box on one and you slice it. And you're like, all right, I don't know what that is. I was doing it great earlier. And then you get to your second shot, and you duff it. And then you duff it again. And then you three-putt, and you're like, I don't know.
And then you just get so pissed.
And then it's over.
That you're never coming back from that.
And I think sometimes that can happen to athletes, too. Because they're human. And again, he's just a 26-year-old dude trying to figure out a league that you really don't get great at until you're 30. It's the Red Reaction Show on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks to Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. The Chiefs can go do something in the offseason, and this is Brett Veach season.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
Nick Price.
There you go.
A little more.
There you go. Nicky.
Internet one.
You'll be all right. They're going to play football next year, right? Mahomes is going to be the quarterback, correct? Andy Reid's going to be the head coach. Travis Kelce, the tight end. Tyreek Hill, wide receiver on the team.
Other than that, I don't really know.
A lot of changes are coming. I can guarantee you that. It's Brett Veach season. What I'm ready for, as we do this segment called The Fastest 2 Minutes I Can Think Of, I think if you're the Chiefs, the hell with what people think of you anymore. You've been embarrassed in a Super Bowl. Your quarterback ran into kryptonite the next year because we gave all these seasons a theme. And if you listen to the franchise or watch the franchise this year, in the very beginning, I was telling everybody, this isn't, you know, the sky is falling. This was the revenge tour. And it was set up for that. Well, now you've been knocked out by the same team twice. Now you've been punched, kicked. Now it's time to say, you know what? The rest of the league is getting good. Not just like good, but competitively good. Because I can promise you next year when the season starts and NFL Network has their first game on Amazon Prime, guess who it's going to be? It's going to be Cincinnati versus Kansas City, Thursday Night Football, and they're either going to lower two banners or one banner in Ohio. And one of them is going to be AFC champions. And they're going to have Cincinnati players lined up, and they're going to have Chiefs players lined up, and they're going to give their, if they win the Super Bowl, they're going to give their rings to the Bengals, and they're going to give the Chiefs all the camera work. I don't know what next year is, but we coined this year the Revenge Tour. The year before was Run It Back Tour. The year before that was Let's Go Take the League. And now it's the Let's Just Go Turn Heel League. What I want to see is I want to see them go sign that big wide receiver. Don't draft one. Don't develop one. Go get one. And they're going to have to make some cap room. There's some guys that aren't going to be on this team last year that were on the team this year. Big time guys. Coaches is what sounds like could be changing. I'm not saying they're going to bring Matt Nagy back, but maybe the Matt Kafka or the Mike Kafka era is alive and well. And I don't know what this team's going to do, but I want to see him turn heel. That's what Brett Veach can do. And this is Brett Veach season. We come back. We thank every single one of you.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
And thanks to Nick Price. And thanks to you all. We got to get out of here. I appreciate you all for sticking around for season 2 of Red Reaction. Most importantly to my boss, to you Chiefs fans and faithful. I hope I could have been a voice of reason. To Big T, to Batman, to Neil and Lone Jack. To Nate Taylor, to Jay Binkley, to Mitch Holtis, to Sean Barber, to Lori and Austin, to Double J, all you guys. Dan and KCK, thank you all. Nick Price, thank you very much, man. Fun year.
Thank you.
No problem, man. We did it again. It was fun. It was excruciating. It was long. It was up and down. But we got to do this for a really long time this year. So to all of you, keep enjoying football and the sports world that you still truly love. Keep listening to 610 Sports Radio. I'm sure you will hear me more often than you think. To everybody in Kansas City, have a great night. Have a great offseason. We'll see you again. Cheers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.